Because it sounds very weird. Oh, I can't hear it. Not sure what happened to Shmuel. Eh? He just kind of disappeared. Eh? Hope he's okay.
Hope he's okay.
Yeah, I'll try and call him later, Leonardo. Okay. So we're going to start Perek Vav. We were dealing with Goyish Shavas, Goy not being Shavas. We saw the different sugyas as to why Goy is also by Shabbos, by creating that. Now we're going to take the sugya a bit deeper, and it lightens up a lot of the things we've been talking about. It ties together some of the threads we've been talking about. It's called Bris Ava. Od matim for this tekufa. Sorry, my tshuva, Bris Ava. So he says like this: Achrei kol biurim va'oris deli il adain lo yitzanu yedei choyves biu lamen nitne Shabbos lak liYisrael lo lemutzoilam. With everything we've said above, it's still not clear. We haven't fulfilled that obligation in understanding why Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael and not to the Goyim. Shein achinami, shagoyim einu masigim amita sod chidush ha'olam. It's true, the Goyim can't grasp the depth of the truth of what chidush ha'olam is. Aval sof kol sof, ha'emes hu kach. That is the truth. The emes ha'prush al kol ha'chaim. It's an MS that spreads itself through the whole of one's life. Everybody needs to know that. Chiddush ha'olam is the essence of the entire reality. Even if he can understand it, then he can grasp what he can grasp. Or if he's a goy and he has to just accept that with imuna, he has to know that's above him, but he has to know that that's reality. He's included in this concept, in this essence of the Metzias, that it's Chiddush Ha'olam, and therefore it's hard to understand why he's completely mufka from Shabbos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Sambatya River testifies to Shabbos. Bala oy v'kivre reshoim yechicho la Shabbos she'en ma'alin ashan b'Shabbos. The smoke doesn't come out of the kfarim on Shabbos, so it proves Shabbos. The Sal Sambatya, the river Sambatya, doesn't roar and do whatever it does on Shabbos. So v'ainu she'mahusa Shabbos eni mucheres la'am she'im reshabbos. The essence of Shabbos is not unique to the Yidden to Shem reshabbos. Elim Akifes Kolamitzias. It's everywhere, even the rivers and the graves know that it's Shabbos. Luchayra Tama Dova Mitnesha Shabbos, he's Zechel Amaisa Breshis. Shabbos is Zechel Amaisa Breshis. Vamaisa Breshis Chubak is Kolamitzias Beshova. Amaisa Breshis, not just you and me. Yitzias Mitzrayim Beset is there unique to us. Vamaisa Breshis is Koshut everybody. Why are they so mamash mufka from the tzias of Shabbos Lagamre when it seems that it has a lot to do with them as well? Again, not in the same level and not the same understanding and not the same, but it's still shaykhus to them. They can put on tefillin and get reward, but Shabbos, they get the chayv misa. Definitely seems like Shabbos is more shaykh to a goy than tefillin. Sukkos. Amnam. There's two reasons given in the Sarah Dibros for Shabbos. There's a difference between the two luchos. Beluchos rishonis kosiv kisheishes yomim osa shemes hashamayim ve'esaretz. In 6 days, osa hashemes hashamayim ve'esaretz. Al kein baruch Hashem is yom haShabbos v'kedeshehu. Beluchos hashnias kosuv v'zechata ki eved ayisa be'eretz Yitzrayim al kein anoichi metzavacha lasos es adove hazeh. Two inyonim relating to Shabbos. The one is that Hashem is osa es shamayim v'aretz. Doesn't say boro, interesting. It says osa. And then in Beluchos hashnias, it brings in Eretz Mitzrayim. you were voting Be'eretz Yisrael, therefore I'm commanding you in this. Sheshnei inyonim yesh, habrocha v'hakadusha shem etzem musa shabbos. There's kedusha and brocha, which is the etzem musa shabbos, which comes from Maisa Breishis. V'atzivu v'hamatonas shel shabbos. That's the tzivoy and the gift of shabbos. Musa shabbos hi b'pnei Maisa Breishis. V'inachmi, mitzad ze einu nachlis Yisrael dafka. Mitzad ze yirat, it's not just for Yisrael. Gam ha-Rishoyim be-Gehenem neheni mi-metzias kedushas ha-Shabbos. Even the goyim in the Rishoyim in Gehenem benefit from Shabbos. Ve-Gam ha-Hem kululim be-Maisa Breishis. And they're also included in Maisa Breishis. Ho-Raya de-Ya. Aval ha-Matala shel ha-Shabbos nitna lak Yisrael shi-Avodim be-Eretz Mitzrayim. There's another aspect of Shabbos, which is you avodim in Mitzrayim. Therefore, there's Shabbos and Shabbos are shaykh to us. So this needs a big havana. But Tam lezeh b'pnei she'Shabbos nikra bris. Kiriksiv la'asos is a Shabbos le'doyrei some bris oilam. Shabbos is a bris, is a covenant. She'enu rak sipu v'hoido al inyan chidin oilam. Shabbos is that as well. That's what we've been talking about up to now. 70 daf, we've been learning about this aspect. That Shabbos is for sure chidish oilam. But that's not the whole story. Eli Keshe v'bris av ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Shem l'Shabbos. It's a covenant. It's a covenant of love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and those people that are Shem l'Shabbos. U'mimeilu shu she'enu shaychis ele l'kursei brisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu han Yisrael she'etz mi-Mitzrayim. The only people that are shaychis bris Baruch Hu, bris av with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael she came out of Mitzrayim. That's where it all started. Where do you see bris av? That's by the way, just as halacha. If you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, Yetzi Kiddush, the Minchas Chinuch brings down. The whole discussion about how you Yetzi Kiddush in Ma'ariv on Friday night is not so posh because there's no Zeichi Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush in Ma'ariv on Friday night. Whole discussion. So you see that Shabbos is more kosher to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kesher Shabbos was long before Yetzias Mitzrayim. The world was created. Shabbos is about Zaychem Ma'aseh Breishis. Yeah, you see, there's two aspects to this. And Munach b'Shabbos Brisa Ave Niro Shehu Gam Kein Noyve MiYisod Chishoylom. Where does the Brisa Ave come in? So he says that also flows out of this Yisod of Chishoylom. So we'll have to see how we deal with it, because if that's where the Yesod is, then it is back vital being shaykh to the goy. Shreiz ba'e le'il ha'yosod ha'godol shel ha'shabbos v'kol ha'toyreh, dimikoy chidish ha'ilam muchach demuchus ha'amiti shel kol metzias, hiritzoin is barach, v'dibro is kotcher. What we saw above, in the perek before this, in perek hay, was that and in Dalet, the muchus of Shabbos, the essence of Shabbos, is that the entire metzias, because of Chiddush HaOlam, it comes out that the entire Metzias is the Ratzon of Hashem and His word. There's nothing else. V'nimtza poil yoytzi mizeh, lo rak balut v'shlitas ha-boiris barach ha-kol echad mipnei zeh she'etzi Metzias ha-nivra hu ritzoni barach v'neged ritzoni hu neged ha-Metzias. That's a big mouthful. Let's just break this up and see what he's saying. Comes out from this, that it's not just Hashem's bailus and shlita on everything that's in the world. It comes out that everything that is created is the Ratzon, and neged the Ratzon is neged the Metzias. Not just that. That's what we learned up to now. Since everything in the Bria is the Ratzon Hashem, there's nothing in the world other than the Ratzon Hashem. It's not just that Hashem controls and runs the world. There's nothing outside the world other than Hashem. And therefore, everything connected the Ratzon is out of the Metzias. We spoke about this once before in another context, that every time a person goes against the Ratzon Hashem, it should cease to exist. Because going against the Ratzon Hashem is, you just stepped out of reality. That's the Chiddush of Bechira, that you can go against the Ratzon Hashem and still exist. That's an enormous miracle, which we don't really understand. Not just that. That's not the whole story. It This Musag of Chiddush HaOlam obligates a closeness, an awesome closeness, a love, a cleaving that there's nothing else like that. Shim etzem hus ha'ani, hu dveikas l'ritzoyne v'dibrus kotre, if the etzem essence of me, ani, is dveikas to the rotzon and the word of Hashem's holy word, harei zehu kir v'shein kimo, that's a closeness, there's no closeness like that. She'ein lecha kiruv lekol nimtze be'etzem ha'metzias sheloi, v'im be'etzem ha'metzias moitze hu sham esaboy reves ritzoinoi. Again, I don't understand what he just said. Harei ze kir v'ein shu kamoyu. She'ein lecha kiruv lekol nimtze mi'etzem ha'metzias sheloi. She'ein lecha kiruv lekol nimtze mi'etzem ha'metzias sheloi. There's no kiruv to anything that's found from its etzem reality. And if in his etzem metzias, that's where he finds, that's where he encounters the boyer and his rotzon, the kiyeshne kshikas ava v'chesed kiruv yoytzem is there. I understand what he's saying. Well, I understand the words at least. When you find Kirva, is in your etzem reality, that's where you find Hashem, because your etzem reality is also a chelek of the Rotzen Hashem. I mean, the fact that I have a metzias, the fact that I have an ani, the fact that I'm here, is the Rotzen Hashem. That means there is no separation between me and the Rotzen Hashem. That means the closeness, the etzem metzias, my etzem reality is a Kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shein Kamol. It's not that Hashem's there and I'm here and I'm an independent creature and he's there and I try and get close to him. No, the whole Bria is he's Rotzon. That means I'm a chelek of that Rotzon. That means I am him to a certain extent. I'm a part of that Metzias. The way Hashem created the world allows me to think that I'm an independent being. That was Adam Arishon's mistake. Adam Arishon woke up and thought that he was independent. He had an independent sort of existence. He missed this Nakudo. I'm not claiming to say I understand what happened with Adam Rishon. Bozema Shemati Pam from Repet. The regret, he should have felt some pain in that separation that he felt. And that's another part of the miracle, because without that, you don't have Bechira. If you were living with that reality all the time, that you wouldn't be separate. You would be a chelek of Elokami Mal in reality, and you wouldn't be able to do anything wrong. You wouldn't have Bechira. That's why it. The creation of Shika Ava v'Chesed v'Kiruv Yosim. There's no greater kiss and embrace and closeness and Chesed than that. Shekol Rega Reitzeba Boiru Mamtzias Etzem Metziyose. Every moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing me into existence. He's thinking about me and creating me every moment. His Rotzon is that I should be here. And that's the Etzem Metziyos. He's his Rotzon. He's not taking his mind off me for one moment, because if he did, I wouldn't be here. I'd cease to exist. The only thing that keeps me in existence is he's willing me into existence. Everything that exists is an expression, is a reality of this Ava v'chesed v'chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. So now we have to understand why that's unique to Klal Yisrael. Because again, that applies to everything.
Exactly.
Every cockroach, every cow, every subatomic particle and every galaxy and nebulae out there, thousands of light years away, whatever, have the same, can say the same thing as you and me.
I hear.
Why is this Dafka to Klal Yisrael? So he said there's a big difference here between what's called Shlita V'Bailus and entering into a covenant of love. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's manifestation where he rules over the world and he's the Baal of the world and he gets whatever he wants and everything does what he wants. And then there's another thing called Koris Bris Ava. There's a big difference between those. Shlita U'Bailus Maspik She'Yivo Mikoyach Tzadechad G'deira. Shlita in Bailus comes from one sub. You don't have to accept my Shlita, but I'm bigger than you, so I'm Shalet on you. It doesn't need two sides. Hashem Shalet on the world. Hashem's Moishel on the world, and he rules the world whether you like it or not.
Right.
No, we don't need my permission for that. V'im yesh lo koach shilaton, hu shalet hu bailim v'yochol af lachriach es balusoy. He can force his rulership over the world. About bris ava tzarich shiyovi shneit stadim. A bris ava you can't command. That's not love anymore. A kiss, you can't command a kiss. That's not a kiss. That has to come from both sides. V'afilim yesh svara shetzarich loiv mishu ava gemura blo mitzorim. Even if you have a svara that you have to love somebody without any bounds, from svara you would come to a realization that you have to love Hashem without any limitations. That's a svara you would come to. Ima ava lo is oire mimenu berotzon. But if the love doesn't arouse itself within a person, berotzon lo ilam lo tikrazo is bris ava. That's not called ava. The love that I have for Hashem has to be aroused within me, not because it's commanded or not because it's a swara, but because you love somebody. Bris ava ze dovish ye efshal echriach lo chfoif. You can't force this on anybody. You can't force it. She choyle levor rak mikoich rotzon. You have to want it. She gamim toima ro no kama shem yisbarach oivotcha. I'll come and tell you, look how much Hashem loves you. Look at the choyvus al avovus there. Look how much Hashem loves you. Look how much Hashem is doing for you. Zem achayv lecha. She dovuk alecha kol regel ativcha letet lecha metzius. Hashem's thinking about you and cleaving to you and giving you existence and life and everything all the time. That's not the love we're talking about. Because of that, he decides, no, he's not going to return the love. Why wouldn't he? We don't know, but he decides he's not going to. Ain't can Chris's bris, you don't have a covenant. You can have all the sforas in the world to enter into the covenant, and Hashem's already put his signature on the page, but until you sign on the dotted line, you don't have a contract. You can't force a covenant. That's not a covenant. A contract that was forced, I hold a gun against you and I get you to sign a lease to let me your flat. You know that's not a lease. That lease is possible from that chala. There has to be gemiras das. So too, a bris ava has to come from both sides. Bailus and Moishel and ruling and that I can force on you. There have been many that have done that. But a covenant of love, you need both sides. Nimtza shebe emes, b'mikrim haya lehem le'umas zchut b'krisas bris shabbos lo pachot misrael. We find that the goyim had the same opportunity to enter into this covenant of Shabbos, no less than Klal Yisrael, because they also yesh mi'ayin chidish ha'olam from Hashem, umitzido yisbarach yesh lo gam aleihem ava v'dveikas bli sof, and klape them he has the same ava. He's also willing them into existence every second, the same as me. Haprusha al kol ha'metzias, because that's the whole metzias, from the lowest cockroach to the biggest elephant, everything in between, all the people, Hashem is willing them into existence every second. Same as me, no more, no less. So what differentiates me from them? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah and Shabbos, which includes the whole Torah, and that's the gateway to enter into Torah, bris in bruv, and he came to enter into a covenant with his creatures. Hachzirim HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'umos shalem zchut b'Torah lo pochot misrael. Hashem went to all the goyim and offered them the Torah because they have a zchus in the Torah no less than Klal Yisrael. At the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to give the Torah, everyone was equal. Hashem had walled everybody into the Bria. There was Chiddush HaOlam applied to everything, all the Umas HaOlam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them the Torah and Shabbos because that's the gateway, that's the covenant. Aval kiven she'ef shelach chriach al krisis bris, since you can't force them, shaylam HaKadosh Baruch Hu roitzim heim mitzadem lahashlim habris ulahachzi av alav yisbarach. Hashem came and said, do you want to enter into this contract? I can't force it on you. I mean, I can, but then that wouldn't be what I want. I want somebody to willingly enter into this covenant with me. So he offered it to all the goyim. Vanulu kulam ba'ulosam ma she'onu. And everyone answered what they answered. Everyone had his reason why they didn't want to get involved here and they weren't prepared to enter into this marriage. Aval Am Yisrael, ma'nifle v'poshut ma she'agdimu na'ase v'nishma. Klal Yisrael, how beautiful it was. Simple. They were magdim na'ase v'nishma. L'nishma. Shama ma'lanu l'shol ma kosev bo. V'ki anidon kan hu ava hatlu bedova. Well, what do we care what's written in the Torah? This is an ava that's not tolu bedova. Shana tzarech ze tzarech she'nishma hatnai la'ava. I have to hear the conditions for the Ava, but this is an Ava she'en l'tolu b'dova. Harayesh kan Ava machmas etzem malchus amiti shel ha'metzius. The love here flows, is growing, is sprouting out of the etzem metzius. Shadveikus metzilius baruch aleinu hi be'etzem hus kol bris v'tzuma. It's the etzem makbochus tzad, the etzem dveikus that he has towards us, kol bris. We also want to join in Bli Tanai. The same as a Kolosh Baruch Hu's entering into this covenant with us is based on love, and it's a love that's not tolu on us performing. Hashem's love for us, Yisrael afal pi shechoyti Yisrael hu. Hashem's love for us is not tolu on our behavior. He loves us. That's why he'll punish us and correct us and give us Yisurim and Yisurim, because he wants us to go where he wants us to go. And we go to Yitzharus, he has to correct us. But that's only because he loves us. So his love for me is unconditional. So why should my love to him be unconditional? Then? Well, what's written in the Torah? If it suits me, I'll do it. And if not, not. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about an Ava Sheinu Tolu B'dova. So now it's even Ishma. We'll do it and we'll be. Then afterwards we'll find out what you want us to do. We'll do it but first I choose to love you unconditionally. But that's him's doing. Now you have a covenant of love. Now you have a bris av. Okay, so now left, we have to see. So now we understand why the goyim don't get Shabbos, because they chose not to. They didn't want to enter this covenant of love. It means they had sheiches to Shabbos, a big sheiches to Shabbos, but they weren't prepared to enter into the bris ava. It means they didn't sign on the dotted line. Shem signed the contract, bris ava, here it is, I've signed. You're in? No, they weren't in. It's in it, what I have to do, it's conditional. And they say, Lord, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. Klal Yisrael understood the secret. Klal Yisrael understood the big secret. This is a bris ava. Hashem's ava is unconditional. So therefore, if I'm entering into a bris ava, my ava also has to be unconditional. So it's mashma shane, what's written? I'm going to love him unconditionally, no matter what he does. But, so now they didn't enter into the covenant. So for sure, they don't get Shabbos. They're not shaykh to Shabbos anymore. Okay. Let's Hashem, we'll see next week. I don't see why we don't. We can learn next week. I don't know. We'll see. Let's just see. I don't know what's with. We'll talk next week.
Very well.
Have to see what times. 1 second. Next week, Thursday is Yom Kippur, yeah?
I hope so.
So Friday is the day after Yom Kippur. So anyway, the day after Yom Kippur. Nachon, Yom Kippur is on Thursday. Yeah, Yom Kippur is Wednesday, not Thursday. So Friday I'll be up early. So Mustafa, let's leave it at 9:45 unless we speak.
Very good, Rabbi. I appreciate it.
Seder, and then there's a lot to get done. There's a lot of work to be done. Sukkos to be built and whatever. Okay. Bezrat Hashem. Let's get there one step at a time. A guten Shabbos. Wonderful guten Shabbos.
Gmar Chesimah Tova. Thanks so much. Next Gmar Chesimah Tova. I appreciate it. Call too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is gewaldik. Just to start the day with a bit of with this sugya, there's beautiful stuff here. Very nice. Mamash opens the eyes a little bit.
Right, exactly.
Shkoch God will take you.
Ruktia.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.